Preparations in Sydney are in full swing for a New Year's celebration that this year will give greater prominence to Indigenous culture. The increased focus is largely because 2019 has been declared the UNESCO International Year of Indigenous Languages, many of which are on the brink of being forgotten. David Sparks reports.
Outside the Opera House, the stage has been erected and workers are busy setting up.
So that's the language. It means too much rain. It's basically asking it not to rain.
Eric Avery is descended from four different groups around New South Wales: Nyampa, Yuin, Bunjalung and Gumbungir. And he'll be part of a calling country ceremony tonight. Alongside him is Joel Davison, whose ancestors are from Gadigal country, which includes Sydney's CBD, and Dungari country near the state's mid-north coast. With the International Year of Indigenous Languages beginning, Joel sees tonight's performance as a chance to renew interest in Indigenous culture.
I hope that it's more than just a spectacle. I hope that's really significant and it really touches people.
Eric is a classically trained violinist, and he combines his music with song in the languages of his ancestors. In tonight's ceremony, Eric will play and sing, while Joel performs a welcome in the Gadigal language, and the dancers and sisters, Darpaloko and Gupi Yunupingu, perform alongside them. Darpaloko says Indigenous language remains a powerful part of her life.
So on my father's side, I'm Gumaj from northeast Arnhem Land in the Territory, and on my mother's side, I'm Darug from Western Sydney. On my dad's side, our Indigenous language is their first language, so they hardly speak English, so which is really awesome that they've kept that alive. And with my Darug language, we learn it a lot through our songs and dance as well.
Rhoda Roberts is the event's creative director.
You know, I get so inspired by this next generation. Not only are they incredibly articulate and educated in a Western system, but also many of this next generation have come through learning culture and how they're connected to their estates and territories and country.
It's not only a night for the younger generation. Joel's grandfather, Uncle Ray Davison, will perform the traditional welcome to country. And Joel has put his studies of the Gadigal language to good use, preparing a translation for his grandfather.
Ninarigai Wogul Bemul Wogul Wianga. All of us, we have one earth, one mother.
A message for the modern world delivered in one of its oldest languages.
David Sparks reporting.